I've just had an amazing experience in the afternoon, which I just feel I need to share. Coffee Mumbo Jumbo here, reporting live from a tea ceremony, which I've just conducted here at Coffee Mumbo Jumbo's HQ. Paradoxically, I'm training my palate with teas. And I've met Oscar, and have met his partner Annie from Suki Tea, but I've met Oscar, the Cafe Culture, back in May this year at London Olympia. And we had a great chat, a great introduction to his teas there. And he sent me some other teas for another project that I'm doing. And one of them is a green sencha, Japanese sencha tea, which I'm familiar with, but not one that's got bergamot oil with it. Quite amazing, I must say. Opening the bag, this bergamot oil just really enchants the nose, and it's there. It's very strong. And I've got my tea tasting set, and I brewed it, 2 grams of that sencha, very delicate leaves. They're very flat. They look quite amazing in their dry stage and state. And added 125 milliliters of water in that cup. Well, it's actually a tasting set, so you've got the exact measurements there. And let it brew for 2.5 minutes for my first brew, and it was just delicious. On the nose, the bergamot kind of dies off a little bit once it's brewed, but it's very subtle. It's still there. And somehow I felt like being in a sauna almost. Quite funny. It just took me back to another kind of sensory moment and experience. Drinking it, beautiful, is this delicate green tea. If you're familiar with green tea, it's very delicate. No astringency whatsoever. Lovely mouthfeel. And that bergamot, almost kind of a bit of lemony kind of sensation coming through as well. And it sits so nicely in, I would say, the chest area from where your sternum is there. It just sits there. And when you take a sip and then you kind of exhale, it's just sitting there. It's beautiful. It's relaxing. It's just, I can't think of anything better to do in the afternoon than just to sip on a tea like that. And I've done a second brew, I've done a third brew, always extending my brewing time just a little bit. And then when you smell the green wet tea, the leaves, first of all, the way they open, they're not as flat at all as they look. They look kind of very, well, they open up, they just open up lovely. And putting my nose on it, it's just that smell is just toned down a little bit from its dry stage. And it just, it opens up in a more mellow, subtle way. And it's just absolutely, it just blew my mind, really, how subtle a taste and a smell can be, and how it can transport you into, well, a sensory journey, really. And I'm just taking another sip now from that third brew of that same sencha with bergamot, organic, fair trade tea that Oscar and Annie bring to Suki Teas. They're in Northern Ireland. It's just delicious. It's so full rounded. It's balanced. It's beautiful. You've got to be careful as well not to scald your palate, just the same way as when you're evaluating coffees. And also never to use kind of boiling water. I let it come down and cool down a little bit. I actually use 93°C. I don't know whether that's still a bit too hot for tea. I think it's all right. Anyway, it didn't do that tea any harm, so it must be all right. It's delicious. I mean, I could sip this and it's just so relaxing. And I wonder why I feel it kind of in my chest area, so nice and just so relaxing. I mean, I could get into this tea ceremony in a big way. This is an amazing experience. I can't wait to taste all the other teas that Oscar has sent me, but more of that at the later stage, because I'm brewing something quite special that I'm getting into, which, well, you got to stay tuned. I can't let the cat out of the bag yet about that. But, well, T teas are just another world and a sensory experience that you just have to experience. And quite alongside of coffee, you can indulge in both these beautiful sensations. Thanks again to Oscar. And a hello to Annie, who I haven't met, but thanks again to Annie as well and to Oscar. And check out Suki Tea. I mean, quite a finding, I would say.